This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. So the theme for today's show, you could say it's a bit of a look ahead, kind of economic calendar for what we can expect this week. For starters, we'll get a snapshot of inflation on Thursday by way of the new consumer price index numbers for September. And then we'll also learn next year's cost of living adjustment for Social Security, which for millions of Americans is a big deal. It's calculated by how much prices went up between the third quarter of the previous year and the third quarter of the current year. Last year, the cost of living increase was 5.9% for 2022. And as Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports, adjustment for next year will be the biggest increase in more than 40 years.
Even with inflation, John Murray says he's getting by just fine on the $16.50 a month he gets from Social Security.
I can't really say I've noticed inflation. I live, pretty simple. And it's easy to control your cost when it's just one person.
Murray's 73. He lives in Dawsonville, Georgia, and he's been retired for a while now. He says he knows he's been lucky. His landlord hasn't raised his rent this year, and he's healthy. These days, he mostly just spends money on food, a couple of prescriptions, and occasionally some treats for his grandkids.
But there's not anything extra. So if I had an emergency or something, it would be very difficult.
The thing he isn't able to do these days is save money, but he's hoping that come January, he'll be able to. That's when everyone on Social Security will get a big bump, likely almost 9%.
That's hugely significant. We know that prices have been rising, particularly food, gas, housing, and this will really help people from falling further behind.
David Certner at AARP says last year's increase, 5.9%, was the biggest in 40 years, but it wasn't enough to keep up with rising prices this year. So people have fallen behind.
But I think what's important is that over time, the cost of living adjustment does a pretty good job keeping up with prices.
The fact that Social Security has an annual cost of living adjustment is critical, Certner says. Without it,
what would happen is that people's retirement income would erode dramatically over time.
About 40% of retirees rely on Social Security for half or more of their income.
And that means half your income is adjusted for inflation. And that's really important.
Alicia Minnell at the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College says Social Security is actually the only major source of income that is fully adjusted for inflation, if with a bit of a lag.
Wages aren't keeping up with prices. Asset returns certainly aren't keeping up with prices. And so the elderly are particularly protected against inflation.
An extra 8 or 9% will make a difference for many people on Social Security.
But it's hard when people have to wait for the increases to show up in their benefits.
Kate Lang is at the nonprofit Justice in Aging.
People are dealing with increased costs, right? That's not free money. That's money that they need to pay for their basic living expenses.
And even though overall inflation has been around 8%, food, rent, and energy bills have gone up much more than that. In Spokane, Washington, Sandra Westrand says her rent has gone up 38% in the last year, from less than $900 to more than $1,200.
My rent is literally almost my entire Social Security check. There's like $26 left afterwards.
Westrand is also 73, and she's raising her 10-year-old grandson on her own. She retired from her job at Costco in 2015 when he came to live with her, and she couldn't find affordable childcare. Now, with inflation,
it's hard. We have to budget every penny.
Westrand is holding off on buying her grandson new shoes that he needs, and she's cut back on groceries.
I don't buy nearly as much stuff as I did. We're using more frozen vegetables instead of fresh. We use more hamburger, cheaper cuts of meat.
And she's worried that things are just going to keep going up.
My Medicare supplement is going up. My deductible is going up. My Part D for prescriptions is going up. My power has gone up. My rent will increase too.
And she says that's going to more than eat up the increase she'll get in her Social Security checks next year. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.